Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in community serving. And not just showing up to build, but showing up to plant. Today, we are talking with the Master Gardener Organization. Bridget Gregg comes to us from the Washington State University Master Gardener Program. Welcome today, Bridget.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, good. And you are the coordinator for the Washington State University Master Gardener Program, is that correct?
Correct. I'm the coordinator for Jefferson County.
Jefferson County. And you brought with you one of the volunteers who really exemplify the range of what you can do if you're involved with this organization, Karen Seabrook. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to leave it a secret what she does, because I think it's really fascinating. We'll bring you back into this in a moment, Karen, but I'm so glad you could join us as well.
Me too.
So, Bridget, Washington State Extension Office serves the Jefferson County, but it's a nation, well, it's a statewide program, correct?
And, correct.
But the Master Gardeners are nationwide.
They are. WSU was the first university to start the Master Gardener program, and in fact, it's an international program.
They're
found across the world. No. 1971, there were two professors that were getting way more questions than they could field about gardening. And so they decided to host a radio show. And they started with the radio show.
That's wild.
And that produced more questions that they weren't able to address. And right. So they really, a flagship program at WSU was to start the Master Gardener program, where they educated citizens to be educators, and really as an avenue to bring the science that was happening within WSU to the community, which is really, the mission of the land.
Impressive. Yeah. Impressive. So you serve as a coordinator, and you're the conduit for so many aspects of the Master Gardening Program. And, you know, I think about Master Gardeners, and I think of the word gardening as the dominant component. But you are someone who also brings knowledge and education to communities. Let's talk a little bit about what you do. We want to really target a little bit about the Master Gardener Program itself, but do I recall that people can come in with an ill plant at times and find out about their garden? Is that right?
Absolutely. So again, really the flagship program from WSU was this idea of having a plant clinic, where we would have trained citizens that could provide research-based information to the public. And so we have plant clinics here in Port Townsend, and they start in April. They're at the Jefferson County Community Development Office, which is in that QFC mall. And they're
off of Sims, here
right
in Port Townsend.
Way.
Okay.
And those are, we'll start in April on Mondays from 1 to 4, and there'll be Master Gardeners available there to answer your questions and to do the research for you, really on any gardening question that you have. And then we have a second plant clinic that's out in Port Hadlock, and that's based out of our WSU Extension office. See, I think it's 121 Oak Bay Road. So
okay.
Again, QFC. I don't know why we're
right
so close
at that
to QFC.
Yes, yes, yes.
But yeah, so just a couple blocks from QFC. We are in that Kivley Center Mall, and we have Master Gardeners there on Tuesdays from 11 till 2 o'clock, again, starting in April, and we run through usually the end of September or into October, depending on the demand for our services. And then, of course, you can contact us at any time on our website. We have a page under the plant clinics that allow you to enter a question and to submit photos to our program.
Okay, that's really nifty.
Yeah, so that is a wonderful way. If you're not able to make it to a plant clinic during those hours, you can reach us online. And we have outreach events throughout Jefferson County. I call them pop-up clinics.
That's wonderful. And again, that would be on your website to find out
exactly
about the pop-ups.
Exactly, all those details.
So, Karen, I don't know if you've had the opportunity to bring a sickly plant. Can you help our listeners understand what's the best way to have the most successful diagnosis? Do I bring the dirt? Do I bring the plant? Do I bring the stick? Do I talk about the time of day I picked it up?
Well, the best thing to do is wait till you've got leaves on it and okay. maybe even a flower, and then bring it in. And especially because a lot of your plants show up a problem in the leaves, like they have discoloration or something. And it helps to have a good piece of the, you know, a good size of the plant, but you don't want to, you know, hurt the plant by cutting off too much.
And do you Ziploc it, or, you know, I'm thinking about little creatures in it. Yeah.
Yeah. You can put it in a, just a moist paper towel, double that over and put it in a Ziploc bag and zip it. And it'll be in your refrigerator for a week and look fine. And that's what we like. And then you can bring it in. And we have a little refrigerator where we can put it until the experts come and look at it. And then we have people, horticulturists and all sorts of very educated people in their profession. And we have a full library, so we look it up in the books and online. And
you don't necessarily give them an immediate understanding of what we're looking at. You may or may not be able to answer it, but do you continue the kind of the digging into... Oh my gosh, I was not going to do puns. Digging into the research on that and then get back to them? I mean, do you have that
they
kind of...
They usually dig into something and send some email links to the person and that they could look up themselves. And some of the people that have done the plant cleanse can look at it and say, oh, this might be this, but we don't know for sure. I am definitely not one of those people, but... And each one of our new volunteers, it has to, is that a requirement to go through the plant clinic so that we, are the new interns, learn how to kind of do diagnosis. And we also diagnose bugs, you know, bring a bug in.
Well, that's kind of a fun invitation, especially if you've got grandchildren. Let's bring that caterpillar somewhere. So you mentioned plant clinic and you mentioned interns and volunteers. And I've always had the thought that the Master Gardener title was somewhat a certificate program from a two-year institution. And so let's unwrap a little bit of that. So you've got a volunteer who's diagnosing. Are they part of the Master Gardener program? And what does it mean to become a Master Gardener? What does it take?
A Master Gardener, to be involved in our program, really just requires a desire to give back to your community. That's first and foremost. We, you know, obviously if you have an interest in love of plants or forest ecology or something related to the horticultural field, you may find your direction a little bit quicker, but we have opportunities for folks that like to come in and maybe you're a database person and you want to help get some of our programs better organized and quicker access to disease questions and what we've seen in the past. There's opportunities there. In order to become a Master Gardener, first you take an 11-a-week class that is a combination of an online format through WSU, and then there's an element of the class that happens here in Jefferson County where we bring in local experts to really expose you to what different arenas we're involved in the program, because we are not just plant diagnosticians. We have seed libraries. We have folks involved in food bank, farm and garden. We have folks out in the Rhodi gardens.
Invasive species, things
like
that.
Invasive species. Mm-hmm. And so we bring in all these resources, local experts to come and teach the class about what's happening in Jefferson County. Once you've completed the class and you've passed the test, because there is a test.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
That WSU administers through their online portion.
Okay.
Then we ask that you give back 80 hours over the course of 2 years. And during that time, you're considered what we call an intern. And it's those 2 years that you really gain your expertise and maybe your area of interest.
Oh, nice. I see.
Yeah.
Working knowledge kind of helps you hone into what you're doing.
Exactly.
Well, listen, for listeners who's just joining us, you are listening to Everybody Can, a production of KPTZ 91.9. My name's Missy Nielsen, and I am talking to the folks from the Master Gardener program from WSU. I have with me Bridget Gregg and Karen Seabrook. We were just talking about Master Gardening program, the 11-week program, the test, and the giving back. Is there a fee involved with the program?
There is.
Yes.
It's a fee, and it's $75 for the online portion of the class for WSU, and then $190 for the portion of the class that we offer offer here in Jefferson County. However, there's scholarships available, and we absolutely want to make this accessible to anyone who's interested in the program.
And if they're interested, how would they reach you? What's the best way to learn more about it, perhaps if there's a website that's appropriate, and contact you in particular?
For a website, I recommend, I would say Googling Jefferson County Extension, Master Gardener Program, and all of our events are listed on that website. And then to contact me is probably the easiest way if you have specific questions about the program. And my email is Bridget, B-R-I-D-G-E-T, dot Greg, which is G-R-E-G-G, at WSU.edu.
I like that you pointed out Jefferson County, because Master Gardener programs are all over, and we want to make sure they get to the right one. One of the misconceptions about master gardening, and you had mentioned this thing about pesticide use. You know, it is nice to know that you might be able to guide us a little bit in that.
Yes, I think I have heard it commonly mentioned that one of the frustrations that people have with the Master Gardener program is that master gardeners may have recommended the use of pesticides in a garden. And I think it what's misunderstood in that context is that when somebody comes with a question or a problem, what we do first is to start with all the other control methods that you could do to take care of the problem, whether it's mechanical, prune out the disease, or whether we're talking about going and clearing the brush that might house the insect that's causing the problem. But if somebody really wants to use a pesticide, then we give them the correct dosage and understanding of how to apply that safely. I liken it to a safe needle program. If someone is going to use the pesticide, then let's teach them how to do it right. In Jefferson County, I just looked this up off of the Jefferson County website, but we have 6,700 acres of land in agriculture, while we have 28,000 acres of land in residential uses.
Wow.
So if people in the residential areas are using pesticides and they're using them improperly at the wrong time, or they're just dumping it, we have a real hazard out there. And so Master Gardeners, we're at the very least, we want to make sure people know how to do it correctly, safely, and in doses that are going to cause the least amount of problems to our local environment.
There's so many interesting components about this program. And we've talked a lot about the Master Gardener component, but we need to talk a little bit about what Karen does, because it's an example of one of the many ways you could be a part of the Master Gardener program. You are responsible for the seed library.
Yeah.
And this sounds like, was it your baby? Did it exist?
It kind of was my baby, but it's existed all over the country and world. There's been a new resurgence of seed libraries to get seeds out there and keep the art of seed saving alive, because our food crop genetic diversity is decreasing by tenfold in the last 100 years. So we need to save what we have. And so I knew I had a volunteer, like I said, brigade behind me with Bridget. And I also, at the extension office, had access to the printer machine. And Bridget is my graphic artist. And I applied for a grant through Master Gardener Foundation, got that, and I've been going for the last year and a half. So, and I also, there's so much expertise. It connected me with the expertise in the community. Organic Seed Alliance, our two, Oats Planner and Seed Dreams, the local seed growers for...
So do you have a separate standalone contact for Seed Library, or would you still be the conduit, Bridget, for this? If someone is listening...
Bridget could be the conduit, also... Google WSU Seed Library of Jefferson County, and we are up.
One more time with that, a little more slowly.
WSU Seed Library.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Well, what I like about your story too, Karen, is that we think of an institution like Washington State Extension Office as, oh, you're only going to have this one model of getting engaged through gardening or being outside or being, you know, getting more knowledge about horticulture. And you got a call from someone who said, hey, this is an area of interest. And you come alongside and support her in that interest and then grow another component. That is really...
It really encouraged me. Without Bridget, it would have been difficult. And then, you know, I connected and the library, Jefferson County Library, jumped on board. So... Then I networked with even more people, And it's, you know, definitely started through WSU Extension Master Gardeners.
That's fantastic. Other ways people could consider getting involved other than the Master Gardener program, if they were to want to do something like, I want to learn more, I want to participate, they're going to reach you by email. Is there a volunteer application? Is there a list of opportunities also for them to consider besides just reaching out to you personally?
You know, our website is pretty comprehensive, so most of our opportunities are there. In order to volunteer as a WSU Master Gardener, I guess we have opportunities to volunteer with extension outside of the Master Gardener program. But the Master Gardener program provides you with really insurance. So you are covered as a WSU employee when you're a Master Gardener. And so if somebody got injured, there would be some support from WSU. And if they work outside or volunteer with us, mm-hmm. and there's many opportunities to work for Extension outside.
That's it. That is an important piece. We can volunteer at the Extension office. I could answer your phones. You know, maybe I don't have the capability to be out in the garden any longer. So reaching out to you, considering the Extension support.
Correct.
Is that what I heard correctly?
Yes. Just the distinction would be you would be there.
Maybe I can't be outside, which the best part of doing what you're doing is there is a lot of outside. You were so kind to get in from outside to join us today. And I just want to make sure we do have that contact information for searching information. It's the Jefferson County, Washington State Extension Master Gardener Program. Is that the Google search phrase?
Yes, it's a mouthful. You know, I believe you can get there through jefferson.wsu.edu, which was our tiny URL. You know, they keep updating our website, so I hate to throw it out
worries.
But you ought to be able to get to our County Extension website through that.
Well, we'll
URL.
Make sure it's on our podcast for folks to follow up on. Karen, Bridget, thank you so much for joining us today, and I do hope everyone gets a chance to get out there and dig in. It's coming up soon, that springtime weather. Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is Jared Dufresne. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Now go out, get involved, maybe get a little dirty, and make it a great day.